It's Friday, November 15th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Trump wants the Supreme Court to block the release of his tax returns, claiming he's immune from criminal investigations. Meanwhile, Representative Ayanna Pressley unveils a sweeping plan to reshape the American criminal legal system. And finally, a new report finds antibiotic-resistant superbugs are infecting millions and killing thousands each year.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Donald Trump late Thursday asked the Supreme Court to block the Manhattan DA's subpoena for his tax returns, arguing that he is, quote, absolutely immune from all stages of state criminal process while in office, unquote. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has attempted to enforce a grand jury subpoena for 8 years' worth of Trump's tax records from accounting firm Mazars USA, but Trump's lawyers went to court in an attempt to stop the subpoena. The U.S. Court of Appeals Second Circuit ruled against Trump last week, but the DA's office agreed to hold off on enforcing the subpoena until the Supreme Court weighs in. The decision comes after Trump was also ruled against in another appeals court case involving a congressional subpoena for his Mazars USA records. According to the Post, the Supreme Court will likely get involved in the matter. Representative Ayanna Pressley has unveiled a sweeping resolution calling for state and local governments to decrease prison populations and end the system of charging people fines and fees to fund local court systems. The Appeal.org notes that Pressley's resolution, which she is calling the People's Justice Guarantee, would redefine the national debate on criminal justice in the same ways the Green New Deal is intended to shape the discussion of climate change. Pressley told reporters on a call Wednesday that the criminal legal system is racist, xenophobic, rogue, and fundamentally flawed beyond reform, saying, quote, it must be dismantled and radically transformed through a large-scale decarceration effort, unquote. Pressley said that her office is speaking to more than 20 grassroots organizations and people impacted by the legal system to help shape the resolution.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
NBC News reports that nearly twice as many people are dying from drug-resistant infestations in the United States than previously thought, according to a report published Wednesday by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So-called superbugs are responsible for more than 35,000 deaths and nearly 3 million illnesses each year, the report found. These superbugs evolve when the germs, including bacteria and fungi, become resistant to nearly all of the medications used to fight them. The fear, experts say, is that patients will develop once-treatable infections that are now resistant to every possible treatment. Quote, this is not some mystical apocalypse or fear-mongering, said Washington University's Dr. Victoria Fraser to NBC News. It is reality, unquote. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Texas and Florida have the second highest total of preventable deaths due to not expanding Medicaid, according to a data analysis by the National Bureau of Economic Research. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday that President Trump committed bribery, adding that his conduct in the Ukraine scandal makes what President Richard Nixon did look almost small. Michael Bloomberg might not run for president, but he is beginning a $100 million digital campaign designed to attack Donald Trump in the top battleground states, seen as likely to decide the 2020 election. The New York Times reports Bloomberg's ads will go online on Friday in four states, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, and run through the end of the primary season. And Rudy Giuliani told a Guardian reporter that he would have, quote, very, very good insurance if Donald Trump chose to throw him under the bus in the Ukraine scandal. Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello, then quickly interjected to say, he's joking.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, live or later, wherever your podcasts are found.